Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Reality radio for a really great future. We're talking real money.
Well, this will, should, will, I'll say will. This will be an audio podcast. Will it be a video podcast? Well, that remains to, as they say, be seen.
Ooh, that's good. By the way, if it does become a video, you can see I'm drinking before the podcast, and there's a reason why. So we'll take that up in the podcast as well. I should be drinking what I need to talk about in the podcast. I'm hoping, so we'll see.
Oh, what are we talking about? The end of the half of a year that we're coming
Ooh,
up that we just hit here.
Not the end of a half of a year, not a the full end of a, 6 months.
I kind of want it to be the end of the whole year. Can it just be the end of the year again? This is not a
don't wish your life away, especially at your age, dude.
All right. No. But what am I going to mean? You know, it's this year.
Joy every day.
Okay, I'm enjoying it. Okay. I'm trying. Yeah. I've tried really hard. Yeah. By the way, welcome to Talking Real Money, the podcast, the video cast. I'm Don McDonald in the Florida studios. Yeah, the sauna. No, actually, here it's not sauna. It's not a dry heat. Definitely a steam bath. Definitely like a Turkish bath.
If anybody has an air conditioner they could drop by and hook up in Don's place,
It's being hooked. It's just complicated. All right. It's very complicated. I got to clean my glasses. My wife, of course, it's stressed about the whole thing.
That I imagine.
I don't care one way or the other. It'll work out.
You're a roll with the punches kind of guy.
I am. If you're watching the video, you can see I have the whirling dervish behind me here. The archaic, the antique looking fan.
It goes well with the two hosts, archaic and antique.
Yeah. It's a knockoff like us. Over there in the Museum of Model Military Aircraft, that is Mr. Thomas C. Cock.
Huh? Yeah, you liking that?
Wow. Yeah. Okay. Oh, I think that's the first time you've actually shown all of them off.
That's not all.
Tilt yourself a little bit more. There you go. Good.
I feel better. Okay. Tilting.
One of these days, we're going to get you a real grown-up camera.
Yeah.
Instead of the camera in your little Mac there.
I think I've asked for that numerous times, but lost somewhere else. So okay.
Yeah. I go and buy my own.
Because, I know you do.
You know, I'm not waiting for the company to pay for it.
I hear you, brother. Yeah.
Anyway, let's talk about the year to date, because this has been one of those years that very likely will live in market infamy for a lot of people, because it's been a double down. Kind of sounds like a form of hopscotch, doesn't it? It's been a double down or jump roping or something. Because not only did the stock market taken a bit of a beating over the past 6 months, but bonds did too.
Yeah, it's fascinating.
What do you do?
I know it's bad when I go to the hair salon and the woman says, "Are people really mad at you?" I'm like, well,
I don't think so.
Really? Don't they scream at you? I said, no, not really. Wow.
You know why they don't scream at us?
Because my hair looks good. That's why.
Yeah, that is not the reason.
Oh, okay.
The reason they don't scream or yell at us is because we do this silly little thing that so few people in this industry do. We tell you you're going to lose money.
Yeah. Your portfolio will decrease in value from time to time.
We absolutely think that's the one thing and one thing only that we guarantee is that at times the value of your portfolio will go down.
Now,
net loss to you or not is another thing, but it will go down.
But you just mentioned the key point here, that we've had this unusual year where stocks and bonds have both decreased in value. I think they're calling it the worst first half a year for stocks since 1970, Don. That's like 52 years ago. This is really bad, man. Really bad.
Oh, okay. I see. Saying. Because of the way they're measuring it.
Correct.
Yeah, because the 2008 crash didn't start until the fall.
Correct.
So you can't call it the worst first half of the year.
Yep.
Because the first half of 2008 was pretty good. Well, yep. It wasn't great. It was okay.
But it wasn't as bad as the second half.
The end of it stunk. Yeah.
Okay.
So, I get it.
Let's give you a couple of numbers to chew on here. This is, by the way, we're recording this on the 29th of June. So we still have some of today, not much, and then the 30th. So maybe the 30th will turn this all around, wipe it away. It'll be terrific update.
Really? But really? No, honestly, you think that might happen.
That's kind of wild. That's not even rose-colored glasses. Your 100% stock portfolio, diversified globally, has lost 14.9%. Now, that compares favorably to the S&P 500, which at this point, at the time of this recording, down 19.2%. That means that diversification helped you. You mean owning things other than just the 500 biggest and best companies in America was a good thing? That's right. It was. But let's finish the numbers. A portfolio 60% in a globally diversified stock portfolio had decreased by 10.3%. A portfolio 40%, pretty conservative, 40% in stock, 60% in bonds, had decreased by 8.4%. Here's where some of the difficulty lies. Oh, by the way, the reason to diversify is not everything goes up and down together. If you own international value stocks, which we do, and you should too, you only lost 7.8% there. Emerging markets value stocks. Now, would you think emerging markets, the riskiest countries with the difficult futures
ahead,
you
would have expected them to do the worst?
Exactly. They're only down 9.2%. Gosh knows why. So, okay, but let's give you the bond
portion. Who is Gosh, by the way?
I'm trying to find
him. You said Gosh knows.
I know he certainly does. He's walking right by here. Intermediate term government bonds.
Okay.
Down 10.4% in the first half of 10.4. So,
okay, can I make a point on that one? I would really love to throw this in because people say, bonds are down, you know, almost as much as stocks are down, and you know, they could go down 50%. No, see, they can't. Bonds can't go down 50%.
Explain why, by the way.
The reason is because bonds mature at some point in the future at their face value. So they can't. Eventually, they're going to be maturing at their full value, which means they have a finite floor. Stocks can go to zero.
Yep.
Therefore, they have much larger potential for losses. Bond losses, as a matter of fact, the worst.
94, I think.
The worst year was at about 10%.
Yeah.
For bonds. That's been the worst ever.
And by the way, speaking of bond mutual funds, they are now buying new bonds that are paying what?
3.5.
3.25%. So wait, that starts to sound like things used to sound like where bonds made 3 to 4% a year. Hmm. Okay. Anyway, all right. So lessons learned from.
Do you
all
have
this.
Any other numbers? Wait. Do you have any other numbers? Because I have one I want to add. You didn't mention some other important numbers.
Which number? Go ahead.
When people talk about diversification, They talk about other things too. I mean, there's more to life for a lot of people
than just the S&P or bonds or
international value or any of those things. There's for example, there's gold.
Oh yeah.
You'd think in a down market, gold would just be soaring. Yep. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Year to date, gold is absolutely flat.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh, by
the
way, wait.
You didn't let me finish. I was going to mention stocks, bonds can go down at the same time. By the way, crypto can go down during that period of time,
too. Yeah, I was going to give you the Bitcoin number.
I knew that was coming.
Year to date.
Yeah,
crypto, how much? The number one cryptocurrency, Bitcoin.
Mm-hmm.
Coins that come in little bits, I guess.
How much?
Down 56%.
Yeah, not good. So that is not a diversifier. That is a throw your money.
Well,
out the
it
window.
Is a diversifier, but it's a negative diversifier.
Diversification helped you out here. That's another lesson. But here's the biggest lesson, frankly, and I will take this up many times, I'm sure, in the coming weeks. 6 months of performance is meaningless. You should not be paying attention to it. We should because we work in it every day. We should because we're taking care of our clients.
Did you just turn Italian for a minute? You should not be paying attention to it.
You don't need to. It doesn't matter. You're not running a mutual fund. You're not running a hedge fund. You're not running anything. Nobody's going to judge you on how you did in that particular quarter. It doesn't matter. And you're investing, for some of you, for 50 years, for some of you, for 20 to 30 years. So one quarter, thank you, is absolutely, completely meaningless. Truly.
Or two quarters, as they used to call it, four bits.
That's a good point. Now you're really dating yourself. Thank you. Apparently the heat has gotten to him, ladies and gentlemen. The sweat is getting into your brain.
So, you know why two quarters or four bits? Do you know why? It's from the old Spanish pieces of eight. They would divide a piece of eight in eighths.
Makes
so
sense.
50 cents or half of a Spanish dollar, as they were called,
yep,
was four bits of the 8 bits.
2 bits, 4 bits, six bits a dollar. You got it.
Yeah.
All four Bellevue stand. Okay, that's old one. Anyway, the bottom line is the bottom line. Don't worry. Be happy.
The bottom line is the bottom line.
Is that good? I don't know.
But what should people do?
What should
going
they do?
Going forward. What that's really, they do? I don't want to know. Hey, the past is the past. It's done.
Yeah.
What should we do going forward,
now,
Mister?
What do I do now? What do I
Sir?
Do now, Tom?
What do I do now, Tom?
If your plan calls for you to be invested a certain way, you should be invested a certain way. If you're waiting to buy things, wow, don't you like to buy them after they're cheaper by 14%? I do. So I would be buying. Does that mean the bottom is here? I have no idea. Don has no idea. You have no idea. But it's certainly
Jim Cramer
lower than
does.
It was. Oh, Jim Cramer.
He says he does. Yeah, he says he does.
And Dave Ramsey, I'm sure,
Dave
has a great
Ramsey,
opinion on this.
Yeah, he knows
know
everything.
What's coming next. You don't
Susie
know
Orman, she knows.
Susie, you and Susie match right up. You're both telling everybody, put it in I-bonds. Just put it in I-bonds. You'd be okay. You make 8% a year.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, until they change it in October.
Don't put your money in I-bonds. You could put your eye out.
So would I change anything? Well, I'm not going to recommend
I would change
that.
A lot of things I've done in the past.
Okay.
I've made many mistakes, and I would change a lot of those. But
I think the heat really is getting to you. This is not the Don McDonald that I know.
Yeah. It's the Don McDonald confession show.
That's just a whole
different
direction.
We don't want those. Do you have anything else you want to add to this end of year missive?
It's not the end of the year. It's only half of the year. I know you keep trying to advance the clock, but
are you sure? Isn't it? Didn't we just have Christmas or something?
So please don't tell me that this is the weirdest ever. It's the most unusual ever. These things have happened before. It's unusual, but they've happened before. And here's the bad news. They'll happen again. We'll have other bad half a years. I don't know why, for whatever reason. There's a ton of things that can make the future look uncertain for people investing in stocks, and in this case, bonds because of interest rates. So don't take it too seriously.
This is just weird. On my screen is flashing an ad for a Donald Trump copper coin. How did Donald get copper? That's funny. I'm looking at, here's a gold coin, then there's a silver coin, and then there's Donald on a copper coin. It's by far the cheapest coin you can buy from these guys, too, at $1.70.
And maybe you can, if you do that, you'll be able to afford a drive to the Capitol. I don't know. He seems to have trouble.
Anyway, before Tom gets into something even more political, I'm just going to take us in a totally different direction and give you a phone number where you can call in questions anytime, 24/7.
Yeah.
855-935-TALK, 855-935-8255.
Yeah, that
it's
sounds
easy.
Good. Okay.
Also, you can send them in at talkingrealmoney.com, much like this person from Louisiana did, who, by the way, basically gives us a perfect transition from today's topic, Tom.
Okay. Don.
Hey, Tom.
Yeah,
and Don. Love the show as I listen to it daily.
Wow.
Need help with the mess I've created for myself. I've been a good saver. Currently, I have an extra $6,000 a month I've been putting in the market after accounting for 401k and backdoor IRA contributions. I've also made a bit of a mess with my personal finances as of late.
Uh-oh.
I'm 43, married with two kids. I have always saved money, but I have not been saving money the way I should. In the past, this is such a typical story. In the past, I put a lot of money in cash because I was fearful of losing it as I was building it up. Every week, I put money in the market either through my 401k one week or my brokerage account the next week, so I was investing every week in the market. As you know, the market has plummeted. I've literally been buying in at the high point since I started heavily investing in June of last year. Everything I've invested in is down considerably. Most of my money is in index funds, but I do have some blue chip growth funds and some small and medium tech stocks that I invest in, but I've been brutalized. I'm having buyer's remorse. Did we do this one already?
Is there a question here?
I don't remember it. Okay. Well, I think we've done questions a lot like it. I'm almost there. I'm having buyer's remorse.
Waiting.
And I'm not looking at my account online because I don't want to make the same mistake I made in the past when I tried to time the market. Being I bought high, I'm struggling with continuing investing in the market. I still have a lot of cash that I can put to work for me, but I'm hesitant. My biggest issue is the fact that I put a large amount of cash in. It's down over 35% in the last 9 months. I don't know.
Could have been the tech stocks, et cetera.
Any help would be appreciated. So what do you tell him to
do? Any help would be depreciated?
Like his portfolio.
Yeah. I'm sorry. That was
sorry. One, your portfolio is obviously not properly
How
balanced.
How old is this person?
I don't know. He didn't say.
Okay. I mean.
But he's not properly balanced. Oh, he's 43. No. He did say that. He's young.
And you care about this because?
Because he can't stand watching it go down. Welcome to the short-sighted American dream.
I think now you can get a high-yield savings account for like 2% or something.
Yes, you can.
So go ahead, put it in that. I mean, the fact you're concerned about the last 9 months, really?
I am nicer. I'm telling you, folks, I'm nicer than Tom.
Yeah, well, I got my reasons to be mean today. But the thing is,
he does.
This is a meaningless. There is no reason to worry. Okay, no, stepping back. First of all, why
he worries, so therefore he must have a reason.
He already made a bit of a disaster by owning these little things, these extra blah blah blah. Why?
No, he also made a big mistake by just sitting in cash for ages, thinking that he would magically know when to get into the stock market.
This guy is all over the. I'm just reminding my first marriage. Here's the thing, okay? The reality is today is always the best day to fix whatever you've done in the past. So I would fix it. I would decide. Number one, what do you want your stock to bond ratio to be? You are young. You should have much in stocks, little in bonds. Number two, quit messing around with this other stuff that you feel like you need to, I bought some this and that. Why? You bought it because you thought you were being smart. Everybody bought technology last year, thought, oh, it'll only go up until it doesn't. So quit messing around with this stuff. Quit worrying about the market.
You're trying to outsmart the market. The market is smarter than you are. Trust us. The market is relatively efficient. You cannot beat it with your hunches, no matter how much you think your hunches are based in fact. They're not.
And most of the hunches this year, because I talked to many of you, were I want to be in some of that technology stuff that I want to own those. Well, a lot of early this year too, before things went sort of sideways, because look at that performance the last 5-6 years. I want to own that. You can't own that. That already happened. You can only own what happens moving forward. And the best way to do that, low cost index, mutual funds or ETFs, diversify and have the right stock to bond ratio and forget about everything else because nobody knows what's coming next. I'm sorry if that's brutal or not, but it is.
We even, in a podcast just a couple of days ago, we looked at the ARK Innovation Fund, which was loaded with all of these hot stocks. And on average, the average investor in the ARK Innovations Fund lost lots of money. I mean, it was a ton of money. It was, I don't remember the exact number, but it was about 60%.
Yep.
Because they were chasing what had been hot. So, sir, our advice to you, and this is, I would give this advice to myself. Make sure that you're building a well-diversified portfolio, that you are not trying to pick the right places to be. You pretty much own everything in the stock market, that you are as aggressive as you can stand being, and take the risk quiz at talkingrealmoney.com. And finally, if this was me talking to me and I was thinking the way you're thinking, I would actually tell me to take every bit of cash I have because I know today the market has been down. I know that. I don't know what it's going to do tomorrow, but man, I know it has been down. Would I rather buy after it has been down or after it has been up? has been down.
Yeah, and at
I'd put all my money in today, tomorrow.
And at age 43, there's a pretty good chance it will go up from here during your lifetime.
Yeah, let me add another little thing, okay? You're 43 years old. Never in the history of investing, of markets, ever, stock markets, has anyone with a diversified portfolio, the S&P 500, a globally diversified portfolio, whatever it is, no one has ever suffered a net loss over 20 years, ever.
And I don't care what they say about 65 to 82 or 29.
No, they never have. Nonsense. There is no period.
No, that's silly. Okay. But just to close the loop on this too, by the way, because if you're a do-it-yourselfer, you can go to talkingrealmoney.com, click on three funds at three groups. We give you the funds you should own at Schwab, Fidelity, and Vanguard.
Well, that we think you should own. Yes.
Well, but they're diversified, they're low cost, and they have good, you know, good balance to them. Just go own those and then forget about the rest of this. Find another interest. You're 43. There's all kinds of things you could take up.
Yeah, exactly. That's the other thing is this is advice, not just from us, but people like Jack Bogle. Stop looking at the market. Don't look at it. It will go up. It will go down. It will at times lose you money and it will at times make you tons. And you're going to think you're brilliant when it's making money and stupid when it's not. Stop trying to second guess what cannot be second guessed. You're going to be much better off.
You'll be happier.
You'll be happier.
Summertime Sainer. And the living's easy. So try that one. Living's hot. Apparently they're the fan.
All right.
Don's big fan still working.
Exactly.
We got to go before you pass out from the heat, I think, my friend.
Yeah, I got to go check with the AC guys and see what the heck is taking so long. Yeah. Hey, everybody, thanks for being here. And please tell friends and subscribe and like us and ring our bells and whatever it is you do.
I think your bell's been rung, my friend. I think it should stop at this point.
Oh, I'm seeing stars.
The ringing is over. That's it.
Is there anything else we should talk about?
No, I think we should always offer people our help.
Oh, you can do that this time.
I mean, well, because a lot of people that I talk to, I just talked to a great young man. He's like 34. There's just a little things. He and his wife are both great savers. They're going to be pension eligible. I mean, they've got a great future ahead of them. They got young kids. Made a little change here, a little change there. Oftentimes, that's all people need. And you get on with your life. Other times, there's more. I mean, we just ran into somebody who sold an awful annuity, and she's trying to get out of it. So we're here to help you, really, truly help you. So take advantage of that by going to vestry.com. Talk to one of our advisors. There's no cost. There's no obligation. And I think you'll end up in a better place and happier.
Well, nicely done, Thomas. Vestry.com. Scroll way down the page, down to the bottom. And you'll see you can just set up an appointment pretty much any time. And we'll figure out a way to make somebody for someone into momentary indentured servitude to take care of you.
Indeed.
Well, maybe. I don't know. If not, Tom will. Yep. All right. Thanks for being there. Enjoy the rest of this day you're enjoying as you're listening to us, we hope. And keep checking back. We got more episodes coming. You know what? I was just looking. We're getting ready to, we may be changing podcast hosts. And they'd be able to bring everything over, including the stuff from our old host that got lost.
Wow.
We have almost to 1,200 episodes.
1,200 and almost to 3 million downloads, I believe.
Yeah. Well, that's 3 million since the new host. With the old host, wow. It's probably 4 or 5 million downloads. It's huge.
And you'd like to blame it on my mom, but she hasn't been around for that time.
Not long enough for that. No. Sorry. Thank you all. Take good care of yourselves. I'm Don McDonald. That's Tom Cock. And we just hang around thinking about and talking real money.
We hope you realize that the information provided on Talking Real Money is for informational, educational, and hopefully enjoyable purposes only.
Providing personalized financial planning or investing advice takes time. So please consult with a really good fee-only fiduciary investment, tax, or legal advisor. We know a good one. Investing must always involve risk. In other words, you can and probably will lose money at times.
Also, as much as you want it, no one can accurately and consistently predict the future.
So past performance doesn't tell you a darn thing about what the future will bring.
Unlike many other programs that say something similar, Talking Real Money is not trying to get you to buy or sell any financial products or securities.
Instead, the program program is provided as a public service by Appella Capital, a fee-only registered investment advisor.
Thanks for listening, and please visit talkingrealmoney.com for more information and disclosures.
And to keep the lawyers happy.